It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Today is Fat Tuesday, or as it's known in New Orleans, Mardi Gras. This celebration prior to Ash Wednesday, first day of Lent, is celebrated in high style with beads, baked goods, and more. Here to talk about the significance of Fat Tuesday and the beginning of this religious season of observance is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris. She's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, welcome back. How are you?
Nice to see you. And do you have Mardi Gras celebration plans, Paul?
You know, I'm still working on that.
Okay, you're going to know by the end of this program because we're going to tell you lots of great stuff.
I have a craving for pancakes.
Oh,
growing
yes.
up, and a lot of people will remember this, the church would for Mardi Gras celebration
right.
would be, you know, something decadent, and it would be pancakes at night.
Right.
What kid doesn't remember getting to eat pancakes for dinner?
That's what you need to have tonight for dinner, Paul.
So that's how I might celebrate.
Okay, I think that's a good thing. That's a really good thing.
So what is Fat Tuesday? Explain this whole concept for the three people that don't know.
Right. Well, so Fat Tuesday and are called Mardi Gras, and let's get our French. Gras is the French word for fat, and Mardi is the French word for Tuesday. So Mardi Gras, there you go. We have to get that in. So what it is the annual festivities that actually start on January 6th, which is the 12th night feast of the Epiphany. And that was when the three kings were supposed to have visited the Christ child. And it really builds to a climax on Fat Tuesday. And that's when the parties and the parades really continue until midnight, which is tonight. And then Lent begins at midnight tonight. And it's really a legal holiday in New Orleans, which I didn't realize it was qualified as a legal holiday. So it begins very early and it goes on. And for two centuries, it's been an annual event in New Orleans, except for during the two world wars. So I thought that was pretty amazing. And people from Pittsburgh travel to New Orleans. We're seeing flight prices increase. People from all over the world actually go to New Orleans. And I think that's really pretty incredible. And for the Fat Tuesday itself is the day when people eat all the things they want to do. I mean, there's some great things that we're going to talk about what people eat. And then when they follow it with Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the long fasting period for Christians and Catholics, in addition to fasting, a lot of people will give things up. And also, they'll do sacrifices. Maybe they'll volunteer. They'll do some service work. They might stop logging into their Facebook or give up things like chocolate or watching television. So Fat Tuesday is sort of that big old celebration, getting ready for the long haul.
And what products are connected to Fat Tuesday?
Well, you listed one of the big ones, which is pancakes. I mean, I'm hearing that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
So I think the pancake places better look out. Also, the Mardi Gras king cake. Now, do you know about the king cakes?
I do not.
Yeah, that's really cool. They range from simple coffee cakes to giant concoctions filled with everything you could imagine, which is like cream cheese and chocolate and fruit and pecans. But the biggest ingredient is the secret ingredient, which is the little tiny plastic porcelain baby. And the person who discovers it in his or her slice is branded as a purchaser of the next one. And you're supposed to start buying these and bringing them to your office or having them at home beginning the 12th night, which is a long time ago, and keep eating them until Fat Tuesday. So you have, you know, until tonight, Paul, to have one of those. Then there's a couple other things that I really like. When we were in Toledo, punchkis were really popular, which is a pre-Lenten Polish treat, often sold more than usual in January through Fat Tuesday. And they're like a blintzk, and they are pastries, and they are filled with lots of goodies. You can find them at the Party Shop or Oakmont Bakery or Giant Eagle. And then Pretnell makes these great king cakes, and you can find them in lots of different flavors, strawberry, cinnamon, nuts. So we're finding lots of goodies. Also, a couple great events. There's the 20th annual Mardi Gras Gala Black Tie event tonight at the Weston Convention Center, which benefits the Epilepsy Foundation. And if you're going to really do sort of on the streets, you got to do the Mardi Gras Tuesday Diesel Club Lounge, which sounds like a lot of fun.
That does sound like
Doesn't
fun.
It sound great? Yeah. So we are seeing a lot of business attributed to this day before we begin Lent.
And we're talking with Rebecca Harris, our business contributor. Rebecca, you kind of stole my thunder on this. But the day after Fat Tuesday is Ash Wednesday,
right.
Beginning of Lent. People give up a lot of things. So, what are you giving up?
Well, right. I mean, a lot of people give up meat. They sacrifice a lot of things, the television, the chocolate. But what I really like is what has become now known as more instilling some service and some volunteer and contribution. So it'd be great to hear from our listeners what people are planning to do, I think that would be really awesome.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If people want to give up meat on Fridays, now it used to be that in the Catholic Church that you gave up meat every Friday the year round.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure how it works now. If it's is it done?
We know for sure that it's done now and
during Lent.
Through
it
Lent,
is done
for
during,
sure.
Okay.
For
so
sure.
All right. So what are they replacing the meat with? What are they eating?
Well, this is what I think is really pretty amazing, specifically here in Pittsburgh as well, is that we are looking at so much fish. The amount of fish that's consumed in Pittsburgh during Lent is almost incalculable. Well, beginning on Ash Wednesday and then continuing.
Wait a minute. Are you saying this is the start of fish fry season? Is
yes, it?
Yes,
it is. Yes. You got it, Paul. You got it. So every Friday now until Easter, you can find great fish, fresh fish and other seafood at the fish fries held in Catholic churches and fire halls and community buildings all over Pittsburgh. So while fried fish are really the primary mainstay of these great fish fries, you can find shrimp and clam chowder and crab cakes. And then we found out that over 100 parishes in Allegheny and the surrounding counties of southwestern Pennsylvania host these Lenten fish fries. Have you been to them? Do you love them?
I have, and I do love them. I do. I'll admit it. I like fish.
And it's a great way to go. And here's the other thing, though. A lot of companies have gotten into this as well. So we're seeing places like Wendy's and KFC offering special fish sandwiches during this season.
That's right.
Yes, right. And you don't want to alienate your customers. That would be bad. McDonald's, which sells 300 million fillet of fishes a year, 25% are sold during Lent. Think about that. I mean, that's a huge amount. So you can see.
I think they even do a 2-for-1. Not that I need to advertise
yeah, right,
for
that,
them.
Right. And then also, according to Seafood Business Magazine, just in the first week of Lent, salmon sales go up 30%, tilapia is up 32%, and cod jumps 60%. And seafood restaurants are doing a huge business as well. So we're seeing like the higher end places like McCormick and Schmidt's seafood restaurant. And I think that's great because we really know that it's a good boost for our local businesses.
Now, what happens if you don't like or eat fish?
If you don't like or eat fish, okay, well, there's lots of possibilities. Quick service things like Five Guys and Blimpies have the opportunity to spotlight their less popular things like grilled cheese. And there's lots of other non-meat items at these fish fries, like french fries and coleslaw and macaroni and cheese. And you can find a lot of this around. But I think it's a great opportunity to look at what's happening in the city, especially today. I hope everybody has a great time. And then head to a fish fry this Friday.
Yes. Enjoy, celebrate, be decadent, and then tomorrow, repent.
There you go.
For 40 days. It's our business contributor, Rebecca Harris. She's the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, joining us as she does at this time each and every Tuesday. Rebecca, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
It was a pleasure to see you, Paul. Go get some of those pancakes.
All right, I will. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of the program, you can revisit it or check out past shows at our website, wesa.fm. Tomorrow on the program, gubernatorial candidate Jack Wagner visits with us. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.